And now some more news, including National Divorce Day and fireworks to see in the new year. But first, a promotional video.
Tourists touching down at Heathrow Airport introduced to British etiquette by a video starring a familiar local face. Comedian and Norwich City director Stephen Fry has been featured in the three-minute video, which was made in collaboration with Norwich resident Graham Lynham, scriptwriter for the IT Crowd and Father Ted. From Snowdon to the Scottish Highlands and London to Londonderry, modern Britain is a truly extraordinary place, Fry says in the video. In fact, our nation's gentle, apologetic manner is one of the things that I miss most when I'm out of the country. No matter where you go, you're sure to talk about the weather. We'll need something waterproof to hand and are likely to meet someone who feels the need to apologise profusely for everything they do.
The body of a 60-year-old man from Norwich was found in a river the day before Christmas Eve. Norfolk Coroner's Court was told how Ivan Plain of Woodland View had made plans for December the 26th. On December the 23rd, his vehicle was found in the area of Anderson's Meadow. A search was made in the river opposite the Gibraltar Gardens public house. Paramedics attended and declared life extinct. The cause of Mr. Plain's death was recorded as drowning.
A newly reopened credit union point is aiming to help people who are feeling the pinch after an expensive Christmas and New Year. The not-for-profit organisation provides loans for its members at low interest rates and offers a cheaper alternative to many payday lenders. It reopened a service point at Pilling Park Community Centre in Thorpe Hamlet more than a year after it closed. Norwich Credit Union President John Warnes said, "I think it is a vital service to a lot of people because they can spread their debt and there are no early repayment charges. It is one of the best-kept financial secrets that does not get talked about." Credit union volunteers drove a selection of classic cars around the community centre to raise the profile of the new service point. Mr. Warnes said that people wanting to join the union must save money for 13 weeks and then can borrow twice the amount they have stored away. The union charges 19.6% on a loan. Membership costs £1 and is open to anyone living or working in a Norwich postcode area. The new service at Pilling Park is open every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30.
Passengers had to give first aid after a young woman suffered a seizure and collapsed on a crowded rush hour bus. The woman, believed to have been in her teens, fell ill on the number 28 first buses service from Norwich to Thorpe Marriott. Two passengers gave first aid and made her comfortable, while another called an ambulance. A rapid response vehicle attended and the woman was treated at the scene. She did not need to be taken to hospital and was left in the care of her family. The passengers continued their journey on a backup bus.
A charity which specialises in helping families who are splitting up is planning for its busiest period of the year. January the 4th is known as National Divorce Day because of the high number of couples leaving each other following a stressful Christmas and New Year. But Norfolk Family Mediation Service is advising people to speak to them rather than going straight through the courts to settle a divorce. The charity's development director, Simon Pickering, said, "Our professional mediators are on a New Year alert, expecting a flood of inquiries. There will be many local couples who will decide to separate over the coming weeks, but they'll need more information about their options. Unlike visiting a solicitor and going through the courts, the charity provides a more cost-effective way of settling a dispute." Mr. Pickering added, "Professional mediators are highly skilled third-party negotiators with experience in helping families create long-term solutions that work well for their particular circumstances. Over the past 12 months, the charity, based in St. John Maddermarket, Norwich, dealt with more than 600 people. For more information, visit www.norfolkmediation.co.uk.
Thousands of people welcomed the new year at a spectacular fireworks display, which has become a must-see on Norfolk's January calendar. Crowds packed Cromer's promenades and terraces, hoping for the best view of a £6,500 display from the resort's iconic pier. And Clive Casburn of Great Massingham-based Premier Fireworks did not disappoint, with a 15-minute riot of colour, shape and explosions which shot sideways and upwards from the structure, which has just completed a glorious 12 months as UK Peer of the Year. Spectators, estimated at 10,000, also marvelled at glowing firework globules of red and green which fell from the sky to bob on the surface of the sea like highly coloured water lilies. Having it from the pier makes it fairly distinctive and unusual, helped by the ink-black sky as a backdrop and the reflection in the sea, said Jim Bond, chairman of the firework organising committee, is amazing.